The following was reported to have happened in the small town of Ingomar, Montana, population 14, on Christmas Eve 2022. The final round of the Christmas cornhole tournament went on and on and on. Donald, John, and Cody were tossing against Alice and Emily, and no one was giving up. Onlookers Karen, Mike, who was snoring, Owen, who was polishing off his second or third dessert, Linda Lou, who'd taken 97 photos of the event, Nick, Hart, and Calvin, who had told each other the same story, 12 times, Morris, who was seeing if the guys could set a world record in story repeating, Pam and Susie, who decided to bake a cake in the kitchen, and Callie, who was teaching her corgi puppy how to howl, were about ready to pack it in when, all of a sudden, all heck broke loose. 'Twas the night before Christmas, Ingomar style. Or the Ingomar Reindeer Eggnog Incident 2022. 'Twas the night before Christmas in Ingomar Town. The rec center was busy waiting for an end to the cornhole final round. When out on the rooftop, there arose such a clatter, even the cornhole players went outside to see what was the matter. When what to their wondering eyes did appear but a bunch of drunk reindeer with Santa on his ear. The sleigh was askew, the toys were all scattered, and the reindeer were loopy. Santa was in tatters. The last stop had eggnog, which unfortunately was spiked, and the reindeer were thirsty, which made for an interesting night. Pam and Susie made coffee while Cody got Santa off the roof, and the reindeer were definitely about, 90 proof. All the town got real busy, except Owen went home. "Bah, humbug," he muttered from a no-Christmas zone. The guys all got busy gathering up gifts while coffee and cake gave Santa a lift. Rudolph looked funny. His nose was askew, and the rest of the reindeer had no idea what to do. Pam and Susie grabbed coffee and went to the sleigh. Sobering up reindeer was the challenge of the day. Finally, Santa was ready, the reindeer were sound, while Cody decided to end the cornhole round. He threw an over-the-shoulder bag without looking and scored for the win. It whooshed without hooking. Santa grabbed his last bite and gave all his thanks he would continue on time without reindeer pranks. He dropped off his presents that were meant for the town and, turning the sleigh, headed straight upward bound. They heard Santa exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Thank you, Ingomar! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!